Hello and welcome to Azure Networking. This is a re-recording of the session that I presented at Azure and the Modern Data Center, a one-day Azure conference in the Chicago area last month. We're re-recording to give you a better quality presentation. Let me start by introducing myself. I'm Michael Blumenthal. I'm your conference organizer. I'm also a technical solution evangelist at PSC Group. And I'm an Office 365 MVP, or an Office Server and Services MVP, as they call it now. I've been in IT consulting since 1995. And you may wonder what a SharePoint guy is doing talking about Azure. Well, it started with a client of mine. And a client of mine, so this gentleman came to me and said, hey, I've just gotten a new job as the CIO of a health insurance startup. And we have this data problem. We've got all this member data, but it's split across several different systems. There's one system for prescriptions, another system for medical doctor visits, another system for dental visits, yet another system for vision claims, yet another system for mental health claims. And so getting a unified view of what's going on with a member is really, really hard and time-consuming. Well, to me, the obvious answer was, let's put it all together in one database. We can get feeds from all these systems. We'll bring it all together. And again, remember, this is a startup. So they didn't have a lot of infrastructure. They had, I think, two servers total on premise. Did it make any sense to build out a full data center for this company? Heck no. So what's the obvious solution, especially given that this is a conference about Azure? Azure. We built them a data center in the cloud, and this was before the SQL Server as a service offerings were available. We used infrastructure as a service and built them a SQL Server environment, a fault-tolerant one, in the cloud. So once we did that, the next question was, how do users get to it? Well, I'm going to talk to you today about three different kinds of ways to connect to your Azure environment. First of all, there's point-to-site. Next, there's site-to-site. And finally, there's express route. So let's look at point-to-site first. Point-to-site is a connection between a particular end-user device, such as a laptop, and your Azure cloud. And it uses a VPN connection over the public intranet. The way that you set that up is you can use PowerShell, or you can use the Azure portal. You will want to have a certificate server because you'll need to issue certificates for authentication purposes. Azure will provide the DNS, and when you're done, you can download the VPN client that you'll need to use. So there's some great videos out there of exactly how to set this up, and you can find these videos at these addresses. The first one, the point-to-site videos, is actually three videos. So the first one is at this short link, and then part two, you see the numbers change at the end, and then part three. So I would recommend you go out there and see the videos for that. So that's point to site. The next one is site to site. So site to site is different because you're connecting your office to your Azure cloud. And again, you're doing that over a VPN connection across the internet. The other scenario for site to site is connecting different Azure regions. So when you stand up infrastructure, you stand up in a particular Azure region, and if you want to connect it to infrastructure in a different Azure region, you need to do a site-to-site VPN connection between them. And so here you can see we're connecting the West US data center and the East US data center with a VPN connection, a site-to-site connection. Again, the way you set that up is using the Azure portal and PowerShell. You'll need to create a subnet in each data center. And then you'll actually create a VPN connection in each direction, so it's bi-directional. That will let you, again, connect either your on-premise office network to your Azure data center or an Azure region to another Azure region. And it uses shared keys to encrypt and secure the VPN connection. Again, there's a great video out there showing this. And here's the address for that. Again, I recommend you watch that video. Once you do this, there's many possible configurations because you can have your infrastructure in multiple Azure regions, and you can have point-to-site connections combined with site-to-site connections. So a practical application of this was that for this client, we were outside consultants, and so we would use Azure, point-to-site VPN connections for our individual laptops to connect into the client's cloud, whereas they would use a point-to-site to connect to. Can we pause the video so I can kill the sound? Using site-to-site connections and point-to-site connections, you have many possible configurations. You can connect your different Azure regions. You can connect your office to your Azure cloud and connect end-user devices directly to your Azure cloud. Practical application of this would be, again, in the scenario where we were helping out this health insurance client. Us, the consulting staff, would use the point-to-site VPN connections to connect our laptops when we were in our office to their Azure cloud, and then they used site-to-site connection to connect their office to their Azure cloud and the different regions in Azure together. Now, again, the point of this is to build a SQL environment, a highly available SQL environment that lives in the cloud. So let's look at what a SQL cluster is briefly. The SQL cluster consists of a primary node, a secondary node, and a watcher. The watcher in this picture is on top. The primary node is marked with a P, and they're hidden behind an availability group so that when something fails, when the primary fails, the watcher notices and switches the availability group over so it points to the secondary. Now, what we did was we set this up using the East US, the South Central U.S. and the West U.S. data centers, and we had the primary in the East, the secondary in the West, and the watcher in the South Central. What this enabled us to do was if there was potentially a failure in the East data center, then the availability group would immediately be repointed to point at the West, the server in the West data center, and that would become the primary. And again, it was up to the watcher in the middle to see when the East Coast one became unavailable. So we've covered point-to-site and site-to-site connections at this point. The one other scenario that I want to talk about is ExpressRoute. So ExpressRoute is, again, a connection from your office to your local Azure data center. So it's not to your specific cloud, but just to the Azure data center. And the interesting thing about this is it doesn't go over the internet. It is an entirely private network connection provided by your telecom company. So if you're worried about your VPN not being secure enough, this goes completely separate from the internet and connects you to your Azure data center, where you can connect to your Azure cloud. And then there's the a variety of telecom companies that provide this, including AT&T, Verizon, and these other ones. There's two different scenarios supported in here. There's one if you've got a single location, and so you're connecting through the telco to the Azure data center in your cloud. And the other one is if you have multiple locations, and in that case, your cloud becomes another point on your wide area network. The other thing that you need to know about networking components in Azure is that you're not just limited to these VPN connections. There's actually a whole gallery of other kinds of network devices that have all been virtualized and that you put into your Azure cloud and connect things in all sorts of different ways. So there's a lot of network topology capabilities, and it's just a matter of finding the right component and making it putting it to work to meet your needs. One other thing that you must be aware of when you're thinking about all this infrastructure is that this is all scriptable. So you don't have to go through the portal to deploy all these things. Anything that you can deploy through the portal, you can also deploy through code, which means that you can set up and tear down these environments and these network configurations over and over again. And here's a diagram that just shows that. You can deploy your code, and your application is code, but your infrastructure then is also code. Your infrastructure is also code, and you can see you can deploy websites, Active Directory, any kind of networking components you need, all through code in Azure. So to summarize, you've got three kinds of network connections: the point-to-site connection, the site-to-site connection, and express route. And within site-to-site, you've got the Azure to Office kind of connection or Azure to Azure kind of connection, those two usage scenarios. Then in addition to that, you've got all the other virtual networking devices that you can provision, and you can automate provisioning of all of it. Thank you.